local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three of Pensacola Right Now on a President's Day Monday. Welcome into the program. Joe and Austin with you for the next 50 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. If you've had the day off or at work today, hope your week is off to a great start. The weather looks pretty nice. A bit cool over the next couple of nights, but warming up. And only chance of rain is really on Thursday, and that's just a 30% chance overnight. But other than that, pretty much sunshine for the weekend into next weekend as well. So looking forward to that. Full details with Alan Strum in about 5 minutes, latest on the roads at the same time. We'll start with today's top three stories, though, on this Monday. In Minnesota, to start, two police officers and a paramedic died after being shot while responding to a domestic abuse call. This happened early yesterday. Police say the suspect had several guns and fired from multiple points inside the home while his seven children were inside. And according to the Minneapolis Star Tribune, law enforcement confirmed the suspected gunman died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. President Biden today calling out Republicans, saying they're walking away from America's obligations overseas. While speaking to reporters on the White House lawn, Biden said it was shocking that House Republicans are walking away from the threat of Russia and obligations to NATO. This comes as the Republican-led House took a two-week break without bringing any bills forward that would seek to provide aid to Ukraine and Israel. Also, the International Court of Justice in The Hague opened up hearings today on the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territories. They're part of a Palestinian effort to get the international community to examine Israel's conduct as Israel continues its war against Hamas. And the judges, though, could take several months to render an opinion. And Israel so far has ignored opinions about the matter in the past and probably won't start keeping track now. Those are today's top three stories around the nation and world. Our top local story here involves the teachers in Santa Rosa County as the union that represents teachers is declaring an impasse over those negotiations that have been continuing now for nearly a year. Union President David Godwin tells South Santa Rosa News that the district is using state-mandated teacher raises against them.
There's two pots of money here. All right, you got the teacher salary increase allocation. That is from Governor DeSantis. Let's put that money to the side because it's free money for the teachers. It does not fit the district's financial condition ratio. It's not negotiable money. That amount is set, and that would fund an average teacher salary increase of about 1.8%.
And Godwin says the district isn't differentiating between the two pots of money, and they're trying to pass all of it as their own proposal. During their most recent bargaining session, the district held firm at a 4.1% increase, while the union is asking for an average of 4.8%. That's today's top local story. We'll get more local headlines right after traffic and weather together. We'll start on the weather. Here's Alan.
Tonight, the weather again cooling down. Lows will be in the 30s overnight. Skies will be clear. Weather pretty calm. We've got nice weather on Tuesday with highs in the mid-60s and lots of sunshine. By midweek, we're going to be close to 70, and a look ahead to the weekend shows dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. And Austin, how are the roads looking?
Well, there's not much to report on. That's typically the case at this hour, but it's also because of that holiday traffic. It's been a pretty smooth sailing evening. So if there is anything you're dealing with, it shouldn't hold you up for too long. This traffic and weather update was brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. Back to you,
hey,
Joe.
All right. Yeah. Very good. In the effort to become the new home of Florida's largest American flag, Santa Rosa County Commissioner James Calkin says the response from citizens has been overwhelmingly positive.
The response I've been getting out there, it is, when we put this forward, we did not know how it would turn out, and we didn't know, you know, about, you know, what the public would say about it. But if y'all only knew how much positive responses, how many people have come up to me, and they just want to know, when is this going to go up?
The commissioners had their committee meeting this morning. A county staff member told them that the formal bid process was initiated last Friday, and they should have some hard costs for the board to consider and discuss at their first meeting in March. Of course, the bids are looking for a flagpole at least 200 feet high and the flag that would accompany that flagpole. Also in local headlines in Santa Rosa County, Milton specifically, still more drama coming from City Hall, and the Florida Bar says keep us out of it. This after Mayor Heather Lindsay recently submitted a complaint to the bar alleging City Attorney Alex Andrade was obstructive and misleading in communication during the effort to hire Scott Collins as city manager. Lindsay also accused Andrade of re-recruiting Collins and coordinating efforts to hinder his contract negotiations. The bar responded to the complaint saying the allegations are political and outside of their scope for the state bar's disciplinary process. The complaint also appeared to be filed on behalf of the city of Milton. There was, to our knowledge, never a discussion or vote on by the Milton City Council. So we'll see if this happens to come up in a future city council meeting. I have a sneaking hunch that it might. Also in local headlines, a pretty troubling story from Baldwin County. A teenager is facing attempted murder charges after allegedly trying to push a six-year-old girl into the fire. It happened in Foley yesterday. Investigators say the 17-year-old boy who lived at the home pushed the young girl into the fire. She suffered significant burns. Her mother was also burned, rescuing her from that blaze. The 17-year-old arrested now and faced with attempted murder and assault charges, and the investigation is ongoing. Early this morning, a fatal crash in the Bob Sykes Bridge after a 26-year-old Navarre man died after crashing into the toll plaza. This happened around 3 this morning. A Toyota 4Runner crashed into the toll plaza. Initially, troopers weren't sure if he had suffered a medical emergency or was killed as a result of the crash. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Also, the Aquatic Center at Booker T. Washington High School is hosting a free competitive swim and dive program for elementary school students. That'll be this spring. The program will include an introduction to water safety, competitive swimming, and improvement on freestyle and backstroke. The program starts March 6th, runs through May 17th. If you have an interested student, they need to be able to jump in deep water and swim 40 feet unassisted and be a registered student in Escambia County. Registration will be March 4th and 5th, and if you need more information, you can contact Washington High School's aquatics director. That's Megan Oberholzer. So pretty cool opportunity there for elementary students interested in swimming. 617, we'll take a break there, get our state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy Gulf Coast joins the show and talks about Lazy Boy's upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile. How to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine. Text or call in your questions for the Pensacola Expert Panel at 850-437-1620, weekdays from 9 to 11 on News Radio 92.3.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we had another installment of Days of Our Milton, the drama over hiring Randy Jorgensen back as interim city manager, and the weird filing by Mayor Heather Lindsay against the law license of Alex Andrade, which they dismissed at the bar, and then which Alex forwarded on to the city council, so we'll see what they do with it. Also, someone who confessed to being a white supremacist at a Senate hearing over monument protection in Tallahassee. Find all those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. A little bit early to 6:25 here, but that's no problem. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. We'll keep it brief. Looking at traffic here, it has been a very smooth sailing evening. Very happy to be able to say that. And that appears to still be the case now. So if you are dealing with issues wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Chilly weather overnight with lows dropping down into the 30s. Skies all clear, and it will be beautiful and sunny on Tuesday. High temperatures Tuesday will be in the 60s, mainly middle 60s. We'll be closer to 70 a little bit later in the week, and a jump ahead to the weekend shows nice dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Right now at 624, it is 51 degrees. We'll get down to around 39 overnight tonight. But yeah, clear sky is pretty much all week. Thursday night, just a 30% chance of a shower. But other than that, clear and sunny. And that's, as you heard there, going to extend into the weekend. So fairly nice week on tap here. And good news for Pensacon, right? Because that's obviously a big touristy thing. We've got Pensacola Intergalactic Airport, so there's going to be a lot of people flying into town, and so we won't have to worry about weather delays on our end, at least. So that's some good news there. 625, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, starting near Venice, where a search is ongoing after four men went missing in the Gulf over the weekend.
So today we've had about 13 local law enforcement vessels out searching. The areas up to about 10 miles out, and the U.S. Coast Guard has been searching beyond that. They've been searching out about 80 nautical miles.
Yeah, I think I saw the range of ages for these four men was, I think, mid-30s up into mid-60s for one of them, but officials say those four men failed to return on Saturday night, so hopefully a good outcome there.
Absolutely, and kids who are caught carrying a gun could face tougher penalties in Florida. The full state house is scheduled to vote on the measure on Wednesday. It would increase the crime for minors from a first-degree misdemeanor to a third-degree felony. This would extend the amount of time a child could spend in a detention center for each offense.
Tomorrow, the deadline to register to vote or switch party affiliation for Florida's March 19th primary. Only the Republican Party is holding the primary in Florida this year, meaning only registered Republicans are allowed to cast ballots. There are seven names on the ballot, but Donald Trump and Nikki Haley are the only remaining major candidates left. That may change after the weekend. Who knows? March 7th is the deadline to request a vote by mail ballot.
And a bill allowing volunteer chaplains in Florida public schools is advancing in state legislature. The Senate Appropriations Committee on Education will hold a hearing on SB 1044 tomorrow morning. Supporters say it would allow chaplains to fill a need at schools that lack mental health counselors. A similar bill has been added to the Florida House's special order calendar for Wednesday.
Yeah, around the nation and world, in California, nearly the entire state is under a flood watch advisory as another atmospheric river rolls in off the coast.
First responders, so fire and rescue personnel, crews from across state government into communities that could be at risk. So if there are dangers, we can react quickly.
And there was one of these storms here just recently in California. The state is still saturated from that. It dumped record amounts of rainfall in primarily Southern California. The Weather Prediction Center is issuing an excessive rain outlook for most of the state through tomorrow.
And a grassroots group is calling for the city of Boston to pay $15 billion in reparations for slavery.
We demand from Mayor Wu full monetary compensation for wages and lost lives through slavery and anti-black institutional oppression.
The Boston People's Reparations Commission said over the weekend that its plan would involve $5 billion going to black Boston residents, $5 billion investing in new financial institutions, and $5 billion to address the racial education gap.
And we talked about the Florida primary. The next major event on the calendar is this Saturday in South Carolina when voters head to the polls. Donald Trump and Nikki Haley are barnstorming South Carolina today, tonight, in fact. Haley is holding a rally there. Trump is holding a pre-taped town hall on Fox News tomorrow night. And the polls, though, show Trump the heavy favorite. Despite it being Haley's home state, he's polling about 36 points higher.
And a suspect is now in custody in Colorado related to the death of two students in a university dorm room. The two victims were found shot to death on Friday at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. Authorities have not identified the suspect. The two victims were identified as Celie Rain Montgomery and Samuel Knopp. Police said the shootings appeared to be an isolated incident and not a random attack.
In Russia, the widow of opposition leader Alexei Navalny says the Kremlin is hiding his body in an effort to cover up his murder. The critic of Putin died last week in a Russian prison. Navalny spokesperson saying on social media his body will be released after another 14 days. His widow is accusing authorities of waiting for traces of poison to leave his body. Meanwhile, a human rights group says over 400 supporters of Navalny have been arrested Since his death, some of those arrests were simply placing flowers at one of his memorials. The group OVD Info says over 200 arrests have been taking place in St. Petersburg alone. Some of those sentenced to up a week in jail.
And Joel Osteen's mega church in Houston was back open yesterday, a week after a woman opened fire into sanctuary with a rifle.
As a church, we could shrink back. It's dangerous. Let's hide our light. Let's just go under the radar. But this is a time to shine brighter than ever.
Janice Moreno was killed by off-duty police officers at Lakewood Church. Billed as a special service of healing, Osteen told the cheering congregation, quote, God's got us covered.
In New York, investigators trying to figure out how human remains ended up on a subway track. NYPD says a human leg was found Saturday along the northbound 4 line in the Bronx. Not yet clear who the leg belonged to or what happened exactly. Officials did not say if anything else was found with that leg. It's being looked at by the medical examiner. So, all right. 6:30, we'll talk sports, health, business, and science when we return. Hour number 3 on a President's Day. Pensacola right now.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley is hoping to come from behind against Donald Trump in her home state of South Carolina, which holds its primary on Saturday. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports.
She has hammered former President Trump on an assortment of issues, one of those being his legal caseload, his ability to beat President Biden in the general election, and foreign policy. That's been a big one.
Haley hammered the former president for recent statements about NATO and Vladimir Putin in a Fox News town hall last night. Iran-backed Houthis launching another missile attack on a cargo ship in the Red Sea.
On Sunday, the Houthis launched two ballistic missiles at the Belize-flagged, Lebanese-operated MV Rubimar bulk carrier, which was traveling from the UAE to Bulgaria. One of the Houthi missiles successfully hit the UK-owned ship, which is now at risk of sinking.
It's Fox's Jennifer Griffin. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. OpenAI has announced it has expanded beyond text and images to offer video generation using artificial intelligence for the first time. The new model, called Sora, allows a user to type out a desired scene and turns it into a high-definition video. Sora can also generate clips inspired by still images, extend existing videos, or fill in missing frames. Target is gearing up to launch its cheapest brand to date. It's called Dealworthy, and it will include a variety of products such as apparel, accessories, beauty, electronics, and household items. Many items will cost under $10, but some prices could be less than $1. The products will roll out in stores and online this month. New products such as power cords, undergarments, laundry detergent, and dish soap will be introduced through early 2025. The stock market is closed today for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
This is Zach Hale with the CBS Sports Minute. The highlight of NBA All-Star Weekend was a three-point competition between Steph Curry and Sabrina Ionescu. Sabrina just lost to Steph by a score of 29-26, but displayed that this event should occur every year. We can make this competition even bigger, too. First step is to ditch Kenny Smith, who was embarrassing on the broadcast. But as for the competition, let's add to Sabrina and Steph next year by throwing Caitlin Clark and Damian Lillard into the mix. I'm Zach Gill.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-270-3388. That's 800-270-3388. 800-270-3388.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. A little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here, hasn't been much to report on this evening, luckily. That appears to still be the case now. So if you are dealing with issues wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Chilly weather overnight with lows dropping down into the 30s. Skies all clear and it will be beautiful and sunny on Tuesday. High temperatures Tuesday will be in the 60s, mainly middle 60s. We'll be closer to 70 a little bit later in the week, and a jump ahead to the weekend shows nice dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Right now we are at 51 degrees overnight, tonight 39. Austin, what's happening in sports today?
Well, we've got a Daytona 500 coming down to the wire here. It's taking place this afternoon after being postponed over the weekend due to some rain. We are currently on lap 192 of 200, and Ross Chastain is leading currently. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. Also,
you said how many laps are left?
192 of 200 is what they're on right
okay.
now.
Okay, yeah.
Also in college basketball, we've got a couple games going on at the moment. Number 13 LSU in women's basketball beating Texas A&M 33-12. Let's see. You can find that game on the SEC Network. Also, Duke currently giving number 19 Notre Dame a run for their money, up 24-23. That game's on ESPN2. And then after that, on the men's side of things, at 8 o'clock on ESPN, we've got number 6 Iowa State visiting number 2 Houston. That's going to be at 8 o'clock. All right, so the talk of the town, but due to this last weekend, is the NBA All-Star Weekend, and it had its highs, it had its lows. We'll get started with the highs. We had the Steph Curry, Sabrina Ionescu three-point contest. It was first of its kind, man versus woman there, and Steph did win 29-26, but what was interesting about that was Ionescu's score tied that of Damian Lillard, who actually won the league's standard three-point contest, and he's won consecutive contests now, so that's pretty interesting. Okay. And Joe, you're one of many that believe that they should expand on this, maybe incorporate Damian Lillard and perhaps Klay Thompson, and definitely Caitlin Clark once she enters the league.
This was probably the only thing that the league got right this weekend, and it was the one thing, because I didn't watch any of the All-Star Saturday night live. I was out to dinner with my family, but when I got home, put the little one to bed, laid in bed, I scrolled through TikTok and I searched for the Sabrina Steph shootout just because I knew I could find it. And so, yeah, I watched it. And I think that we've talked about her last week with Caitlin Clark being not only the face of women's college basketball, but the face of college basketball in general. She will definitely be a part of All-Star Weekend next year. Whether she takes on somebody individually, I would like to see kind of an expansion. Get Caitlin and Sabrina, maybe a third. I don't know if there's another, you know, elite level three-point shooter in the women's game. I'm not sure. I'm sure there is. I just don't know who that is.
Yeah.
But expanding it to maybe you do a two-on-two, or you just let the two WNBAers compete in the actual three-point contest. Now, maybe you have a pool of players that will shy away from that. I don't know. But I think it would be awesome to see. So that was the good. Everything else was just painfully awful to me.
Well, and the stuff that you took issue with, you mainly took issues with the All-Star game and how it really went down. And that sort of thing kind of points to just what people have been criticizing about the NBA for a while now, as far as it's so offensively driven. It's All-Star breaks in the middle of the season, and these players want their breaks and want time to relax and all that. So when you combine that stuff together, you get exactly what you saw: a lot of shooting, not a lot of effort, especially on defense.
No, yeah, I love Luka Doncic. He's my favorite player in the NBA, but he's jacking up 75-foot three-pointers because he can, and nobody's gonna criticize him.
Did he land any? By the way,
no, he did not. You had players literally just standing there as players would weave through for layups, and it was just not anywhere close to what I remember and what I have spoken so fondly of the All-Star game being. Now, it's never been, at least in my lifetime, it's never been anything close to Game 7 of the NBA Finals. I don't think that I'm asking for that. But what we did have in the 90s, I think, and in the early to mid-2000s was you had players that, yes, they were there for the exhibition, but they broke a sweat.
They cared on
they
both sides of the ball.
They would care towards the end of the game where things got a little tight. There was some defense. There was some fouls called. And I think people appreciate that. And, I really can't blame the players because I understand, look, they're just trying to get through the weekend healthy. they're trying to get as much rest as they can, but they have so many commitments to their time. And I get all that, which goes back to your saying, look, well, you're putting it in the middle of the season. What do you expect? But I would say, and kind of what we were talking about last hour was, look, if you want to give the All-Star players, like, you know what the Pro Bowl does, they name the players to the Pro Bowl, but there's not actually a Pro Bowl game. If you want to have, and I think the nowadays, the all first team All-NBA, the second team All-NBA, the all-defensive teams at the end of the season, those matter much more to legacies and that sort of thing than All-Star nods nowadays. But you name your All-Star team. If you want to come participate in the festivities, fine. If not, we'll see you next week. Just go enjoy your 3 or 4 day vacation. And I think there's a way for the NBA to move away from, because it's been an abject failure now for years. You want to do away with the All-Star game. You want to do away with the skills competition or whatever. Stop making All-Star Weekend a celebration about your league necessary, but just the overall game of basketball. There are so many just awesome street ballers. There's so many, you know, the Globetrotters. There's just all these opportunities, I think, to where you could invite in a group of people that, you know, would never see the light of day inside, you know, like on television or whatever, but just giving them an opportunity to show off what they can do, they would absolutely be motivated. And I think they would provide a product on television that basketball fans and NBA fans could say, okay, like that works for me. You go to Rucker Park, you go to like these famous blacktops in and around the country, and you say, hey, look, if you can make it to wherever the NBA is hosting these All-Star weekends, you know, come on out for a tryout. We'll have the dunk contest. We'll have a four-quarter game. But just whatever you want to do, whatever you want to participate in, come on out. We'll take a look at you. And who knows, you know, because we had the N1 mixtapes back in the day, and Rafer Alston, who was skipped to My Lou, he was signed to a 10-day contract as part of the N1 mixtapes, and then he turned into a pretty serviceable NBA player for a few years. Mm. So you would have, I think, motivated basketball players that may or may not be at an NBA level, but you would just have a better celebration of the game of basketball while doing some of the activities. And who knows? You know, you have Mac McClung, who's won the last two slam dunk contests. He's not an NBA player, but guess what? He can jump out of a gym. There's dozens of guys all over this country that can jump out of the gym and can put on a show that the NBA players are doing in the dunk contest. Now, let them go at it. They'll be motivated. They'll try and be creative with new things. So I know it's long-winded, but that's my two cents.
Well, and I think some people may argue, and this is fair, they may argue, oh, well, that takes away from like what the All-Star Weekend is supposed to be about. But it's like,
I mean, we're kind of already doing that.
Well, and that's the thing. That's what I was about to say. Like, we had the All-Star Celebrity Game. It's like you bring these faces in to do this or that or whatever, and it's like, I mean, I don't know. If the NBA is trying to rejuvenate interest in any way, bring up new creative collaborations in any way, maybe we can look down the road that you're talking about. Let's see. Just past 6:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. I'll keep it very brief. There's nothing going on the roads, it seems, so if you're dealing with some issues, you should be on your way shortly.
Chilly weather overnight with lows dropping down into the 30s. Skies all clear, and it will be beautiful and sunny on Tuesday. High temperatures Tuesday will be in the 60s, mainly middle 60s. We'll be closer to 70 a little bit later in the week, and a jump ahead to the weekend shows nice dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. By the way, there was a wreck with 8 laps to go. So
I just now checked that. Yeah.
Yeah, currently a red flag here. I guess Brad Keselowski was knocked out, so Chastain is still one.
Ross Chastain, yeah.
Bowman, Byron, Cindric, I don't know any of them. Elliott, I assume, is like a
Chase Elliott. Yeah.
He would be the only one. And then Bush, 8, I assume, is Kyle Busch or Kurt Busch. But, I guess I don't pay attention to NASCAR because the long gone are the days of Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt and Joey Logano, although he may still be in NASCAR. I don't know. But,
All right. No, my dad kind of got out of it when Jeff Gordon retired.
Yeah, I like Jeff Gordon. I know he wasn't popular because he wasn't kind of like the Southern guy. He was from California, you know. But I always liked Jeff Gordon when I did pay attention to NASCAR. Health, business, and science, that's where we're at, right?
Yes.
Former President Trump is launching his own line of sneakers. Say what? Trump announced a launch on Saturday while he was at SneakerCon in Philadelphia. He told the crowd he's wanted to do this for a long time and thinks the shoes will be a big success. The line is called Trump Sneakers. They're available for pre-order, except for, I think, the $400 pair, because those were like $400 and only 1,000 of them. And those are apparently have sold out already. But those were ones are the flashier ones. They're the all gold with the red soles, the American flag on the back of the shoes. So that's the one that, you know, everybody's going to want, I guess, if you're a big Trump guy and if you're a sneakerhead.
Yeah, if you're just bougie. A dead satellite is returning to Earth this week. ERS-2 is one of the European Space Agency's advanced observation satellites. From 1995 to 2011, it tracked everything from shrinking polar ice to atmospheric composition. Most of the satellite is set to burn up on re-entry Wednesday morning with no clear prediction on where any remaining debris will land.
Pop culture notes today. Barbie, the big winner at the People's Choice Awards. Barbie won for both Movie of the Year, Comedy of the Year. Also, Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling named Female and Male Movie Stars of the Year. Taylor Swift winning Pop Artist of the Year, Female Artist of the Year, Concert Tour of the Year, Social Celebrity of the Year, and her boo, Travis Kelce, named Athlete of the Year. I'm a little, little sketchy on that last one there. But also, I mean, you know, Ryan Gosling should not be the Male Movie Star of the Year. That should have gone to Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing.
People's Choice.
That's the thing. Choice. And there's a lot of people who normally wouldn't give a hoot about football, but they know Travis from being Taylor's boo, as you just said. So, no, that's definitely, controversial, I'm sure, but not surprising at all. Bob Marley, One Love, is the big winner at the box office over the President's Day holiday stretch. The biopic made $51 million from Valentine's Day through Monday and was initially expected to make $35 million over the six-day period. Sony Spider-Verse film Madam Web made over $25 million during the holiday stretch, coming in right where it was projected to finish.
And an update on the Santos-Kimmel spat. Right. A lawsuit has now been filed claiming that Kimmel requested at least 14 videos on Cameo from George Santos, and he allegedly used phony names and narratives and sent requests from fake user profiles. The lawsuit claims that Kimmel chose personal use licenses for the videos and allegedly started using them on Jimmy Kimmel Live in December, which would definitely not fall under the personal use category, I don't think, but more so a commercial use.
I mean, I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about legal stuff. I know we originally thought George didn't have an argument. He may. I don't know.
Yeah. 6:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number three of Pensacola right now.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Do you have a child in Escambia County Public Schools? Do you feel connected to all the resources your family needs? Resources like free tutoring, aftercare, and scholarships? Come to Podcastapalooza to see the people behind the resources, get your questions answered, and meet the guests behind the episodes of the Voices United in Education podcast. There will be a live presentation by Animal Tales, and BAM Snowballs will be serving up their famous snow cones. Plus, one lucky guest will win a $250 Amazon gift card. Be at Washington High School on Saturday, March 2nd, 10 to 2.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Not really walking on sunshine considering it's 7 p.m., but that's okay. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for both this hour and for this evening. Has been a very smooth sailing evening on the roads so far tonight, and that appears to still be the case now. So if you're dealing with some issues wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Tonight, the weather again cooling down. Lows will be in the 30s overnight. Skies will be clear. Weather pretty calm. We've got nice weather on Tuesday with highs in the mid-60s and lots of sunshine. By midweek, we're going to be close to 70, and a look ahead to the weekend shows dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 6:55. Is it still red flag?
I think it was lap 193 when I just checked. So it seems like they have just resumed.
Okay. 6:50. We may get a winner before we get off the air. I'm not sure.
It's already on lap 194, making good time.
Well, it was on 194, wasn't it?
No, it was on 192. I said it was on 193. Now it's on 194, though.
Gotcha. All right. 6:55 here on Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in on a President's Day Monday. Quick recap of today's top three stories. Two Minnesota police officers and a paramedic died after they were shot while responding to a domestic abuse call early Sunday. The gunman apparently had several weapons and fired from several points in his home while his seven children were inside, and he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. President Biden slamming Republicans in the House who are now on a two-week break, saying that they are walking away from America's obligations overseas. And the International Court of Justice is opening up hearings today on the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territories. Wackier story is making the rounds today. A guy in D.C. is suing Powerball for incorrectly telling him he had won. Can you imagine? A guy named John Cheeks bought a Powerball ticket, then he checked the winning numbers online a day after the drawing, and they matched. So he did all the things you're supposed to. He took a photo of the ticket. He didn't tell anybody except one other person. Oh, by the way, the jackpot was for $340 million.
Oh, my goodness.
But he went to cash it in, and they said, so here's the thing.
Funny story.
We didn't post the right numbers. So instead of matching all five, he didn't match any of them. So now he's suing Powerball and the DC Lottery. I would, for all of the pain and suffering that, that he would have had on the drive home.
Right.
He says they listed the wrong numbers for 3 days and he wants them to pay up.
As they should. Oh. Old landline phones with a cord are the hot new thing to own for Gen Zers. One girl says it makes her feel like she's on Sex in the City and she likes the thrill of not knowing who's calling. Retro stuff from the 90s and early 2000s is big right now in general. That also includes flip phones and original iPods. And I'd take it a step further. Vinyls have made a rise in popularity again. They've had a bit of a resurgence as well.
For me, the thrill wasn't answering the phone, not knowing who it was. It was the thrill of seeing the red beep on the answering machine and wondering if it was for you.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
Apparently, you know, you have like, if this message is for Joe or Renee, press 1. If this is for Joey, press 2. And if this is for Melissa, press 3. I don't think it was ever for me.
I was about to say, were you Joey?
Yes, I was Joey.
I figured, yeah.
Good news here to wrap. Oh, by the way, do we do the Olympic horse jumper guy?
I mean, we did like in the first hour.
Oh, but not now. All right, so this one's pretty crazy. A 50-year-old named Shane Rose is a 3-time Olympic medalist in horse jumping, equestrian, from Australia. His last medal was 2020, a silver. He had a great chance of making the next Olympic team, but maybe not anymore. He's currently not allowed to compete. The reason why, in his most recent event, he wore a Borat-style mankini.
Oh, really?
He hasn't officially been suspended yet, but he's not allowed to compete until Australia's governing body for equestrian sports reviews his case. Wow.
That's a bummer, but whatever, I guess. I wouldn't want to see it either, to be honest. Good news here, a guy in Michigan bought his first ever lottery ticket and won $500,000, unlike that John Cheeks fella.
Yes.
It was a $5 scratcher, and he didn't even know how to do it. He needed his parents to show him how it worked. And he just claimed the prize on what happened to be his 21st birthday. He's planning to pay off his student loans and save the rest, so good for him.
People are praising a school bus driver in Kentucky named Larry Farish for being an outstanding guy.
I asked him, I was like, what's going on? What happened? And he simply looked up and said, I don't have pajamas. And I said, well, this morning you were crying. and I felt it. So I want your day to be a little bit better. And I asked myself, would you try the pajamas on when you get to class and have a great day? A lot of times we're the first person after their parents leave that they see, and we're the last person they see before they go home. So we can make a big difference in a child's life just by saying good morning.
That he's kind and that his heart is filled with joy.
Yeah, so the story is the driver found out a six-year-old boy on his bus was sad because he didn't have PJs to wear for pajama day at school. So Larry dropped off everyone, rushed over to a store, bought some PJs for him, and came back for him to change into. Very cool story there. Byron and Chastain neck and neck with three laps to go.